local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Busy in Washington, busy in Montgomery, and busy back here at home. Lots of news to catch you up on after the beautiful weekend we just had. Let's catch the traffic first with Kane right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. A little bit of backup at Airport and Dolphin and 65, but Tillman's Corner and Theodore looks great. 90 Range Line, Hallsville. No delays along the interstate from I-10 all the way out towards Theodore Dawes Road. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in the 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Three big things up at the website, FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey remaining neutral in the lottery debate. Of course, that is going to be number one item up when the legislature goes back into session tomorrow. By the way, Midday Mobile, we will be live in Montgomery for that. Also, Chase Elliott wins cup race at Dega. First win at Dega.
Yeah, and it was good to see, you know, some races so far this year, they haven't really filled the grandstands, some of these NASCAR races.
But not Dega.
Yeah, that's not a problem at Dega. The infield and the entire, all the stands completely filled yesterday looked like a great time.
I'm going some year. I'm not a race fan. I don't know much about it, but I know that such an Alabama thing. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Talladega.
Yeah.
And then, like we just said, Avengers Endgame, probably aptly titled too for the other movies competing against it, obliterates the records with a $1.2 billion opening 5 days. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Everybody saw it except for us.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. All right, well, they're going to make some more money going forward. 7:08, more headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search is on this morning for a missing man described as having a diminished mental capacity. Authorities say Ricky McCasco went missing around 3:15 Sunday afternoon from the Cary Gray home. That's a mental health center off County Road 418 in Clanton. Mr. McCasco could be anywhere in the state. He was last seen wearing blue jeans, a gray long sleeve shirt, and a ball cap. Authorities have not released an age for Mr. McCasco or where his nearest family member may be. But if you have information, you are urged to contact the Chilton County Sheriff's Office at 205-755-1120. The fate of Alabama prisons is expected to have assistance this week by way of U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson. Judge Thompson is expected to issue an opinion this week on better ways to deal, cope, and handle suicide prevention in Alabama's prisons. Just last week, Judge Thompson said the court would need additional time to resolve the issue because of its, quote, extremely complex nature. Earlier this year, lawyers representing state inmates said the suicide rate in Alabama prisons has risen to a level that constitutes an emergency. That lawsuit goes on to say in 2017, a federal judge ruled that the inadequate mental health care for inmates was unconstitutional, and that 2 years later, the state has still not fixed the problem. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
Well, it just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police have not yet released the names of 3 people killed when a train crashed into a Jeep Wrangler they were in early Sunday morning. Police say the Jeep veered off the interstate at the DIP exit and onto the train tracks. The train couldn't stop in time. The driver was thrown from the Jeep and died. 2 men in the back seat were found dead after the train collision. Mobile police say a woman in the front seat made it out before the train hit the vehicle. This week, Eglin Air Force Base will break ground on a new medical facility to help active duty military members. A nonprofit will help build the $11 million Intrepid Spirit Center. It will treat traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress for military members. The project is being privately funded by the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. A man accused of leading police on a chase in Mobile and then shooting at them will be back in court today. Tommy Goldman faces charges of attempted murder, attempting to elude, reckless endangerment, and theft of property. Last week, after being denied bond, Goldman winked and blew a kiss at the prosecutor. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Your Mobile Public Library invites you to join them for Star Wars Day, Saturday, May 4th, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Venmay Main Library, 701 Government, downtown. Test your puzzle-solving skills in the Star Wars Escape Room. The team with the best time gets their own custom lightsabers. Starting at 1, join us in our theater for back-to-back showings of the latest Star Wars films. Registration required for teens and adults for the Escape Room, 340-1458 to register.
The NFL draft wrapped over the weekend. As usual, lots of players from Alabama will soon begin their professional careers. Chase Elliott wins at Talladega, and the second round of the NBA and NHL playoffs begin. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. The NFL draft wrapped up on Saturday in Nashville, Tennessee. For the 13th year in a row, the SEC led all conferences in the number of players drafted. This year, 64 players from the Southeastern Conference were selected. That's 24 more than second place Big Ten. And for the second year in a row, Alabama led all colleges in the number of draft picks. Last year, there were 12 tied players selected. This year, there were 10.
Yeah, it's not enough. I'm disappointed.
Not bad. Not bad at all. It probably makes Nick Saban feel better, even though he just got a hip replacement.
Like you said the other day, he recruited a new hip.
He recruited a brand new hip. 3 Alabama players went in the first round on Thursday. Nick Saban's old hip. Actually, defensive tackle Quinnen Williams went with the 3rd overall pick to the New York Jets. Offensive lineman Jonah Williams went 11th overall to the Cincinnati Bengals. And running back Josh Jacobs was selected by the Oakland Raiders with the 24th pick. 2 players were selected in the 2nd and 3rd rounds on Friday. Tight end Irv Smith Jr. went to the Minnesota Vikings in the 2nd round. And running back Damian Harris went to the New England Patriots in the 3rd round. 5 players went in the final 4 rounds on Saturday. Linebacker Christian Miller went to the Carolina Panthers in the 4th round. Deontay Thompson went to the Arizona Cardinals with the 1st pick of the 5th round. Center Ross Piersbaker went to the Washington Redskins in the 5th round. Linebacker Mack Wilson went to the Cleveland Browns in the 5th round. And defensive tackle Isaiah Bugs was selected by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 6th round. 3 Bama players went undrafted. Cornerback Savion Smith signed with Jacksonville. Linebacker Jamie Mosley will join his older brother CJ Mosley with the New York Jets. And offensive lineman Lester Cotton signed with the Oakland Raiders. Actually, make that four Bama players because tight end Hale Hinches signed with Indianapolis. The Auburn Tigers had six players drafted over the weekend. Cornerback Jamel Dean was the first Tiger selected. He went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the third round. Quarterback Jarrett Stidham went in the fourth round to the New England Patriots. Wide receiver Darius Slayton was selected by the New York Giants in the fifth round. Local Mobilian and Auburn linebacker Deshaun Davis was picked by the Cincinnati Bengals in the sixth round. Fullback Chandler Cox went to Miami in the sixth round. And defensive tackle Dontavius Russell was picked by Jacksonville also in the sixth round. Three Tigers were signed as undrafted free agents. Wide receiver Ryan Davis will join Jarrett Stidham in New England. Linebacker Darrell Williams has been signed by New Orleans. And defensive tackle Andrew Williams signed by Jacksonville. Two South Alabama players were signed as undrafted free agents. Wide receiver Jamarius Way will try out for the Green Bay Packers, and linebacker Bull Barge was signed by Minnesota. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won the Geico 500 at Talladega yesterday. It was Elliott's fourth career win, but his first at Talladega. He led 44 of 188 laps and crossed the finish line first after a huge wreck on the final lap. Elliott was followed by Alex Bowman in second, Ryan Preece in third, Joey Logano fourth, and Daniel Hemric fifth. In the NBA playoffs, Boston got a blowout win over Milwaukee 112-90 to take a 1-0 lead in their second round series, and Golden State beat Houston 104-100 to take a one-game lead in their series. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina beat the New York Islanders 2-1 to take a 2-0 series lead, and Colorado beat San Jose 4-3 to tie their second round series at one game apiece. In college baseball, South Alabama won one game and lost two in a three-game road series at Georgia Southern, while the softball team won two and lost one at home against Georgia Southern. And in the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears won three games on Friday and Saturday and lost one game yesterday to the Mississippi Braves. They'll wrap up the five-game home series today at the Hank. First pitch scheduled for 11 a.m. this morning. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5 at Sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, located right here in our own backyard. ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming six-week-long season that begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show some Southern hospitality, find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Hey, y'all, say hello to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. It's been a warm winter. It's been a wet winter. And we seem to be already looking towards a summer pattern here in early spring.
It's been much warmer than it has the last few years. And so what we're seeing now is typically what we would see a few months from now.
Like, what do we need to be thinking about now in the spring that would normally be summer stuff?
It's still time to take care of the weeds that you have now. We still have time to get out in front of the summer weeds that you're going to have. But right now we're getting out slow-release granular fertilizer, getting the grass woken up and getting it moving.
You know, you talk about that pre-emergent too, getting in front of those weeds. You've told me in the past, this is one of the keys to having a great lawn is getting rid of the weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. If you can keep the weeds from coming up and you can grow grass to fill in the bare areas, you're really choking out the rest of the weeds that might go through the pre-emergent.
Let's do this. Let's get in a summer mentality here in early spring. Give us some contact info.
You can call us at 251-626-3309 or look us up online or find us in any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Instagram, Twitter.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers northbound 65 at the 23-mile marker on the high-rise bridge. No road blockage or injuries. It's off to the median, but just keep in mind, state troopers are there. They're also running some radar near Saraland, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back this Saturday in downtown Mobile, Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 721 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. In just a couple minutes, we'll check in with Katarina Lugatic from News 5. She's in Chatham this morning as a bond hearing in this very strange case spanning two counties of the murder of Terry Sullivan. We'll get more details coming up right after headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, authorities need your help finding a missing Sims teenager. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 17-year-old Danaea Janae Gillum left her home back on April the 12th, and she has not been seen since. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie with khaki pants. Her direction of travel is not known at this hour. She is described as a black female, 5'2", 100 pounds, with brown eyes and brown hair. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is encouraged to call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 251-574-8633. An escaped inmate is back behind bars this morning. 34-year-old Jonathan Crook escaped around midnight from a work release center in Elba, which is in Coffee County. According to court records, Crook is serving a 16-year sentence for robbery conviction in Talladega County. He was sentenced in 2006, and according to the Alabama Department of Corrections, Jonathan Crook surrendered early Sunday morning. How about a little motivation to kick off your day this morning? Two veterans will be honored this week. Captain Gary Michael Rose and Lieutenant Colonel James Michael Sprayberry are both Medal of Honor recipients, and their names will be added to the Huntsville-Madison County Veterans Memorial Tuesday at 10 a.m. Back in 1970, while on a special forces operation deep in enemy territory in Vietnam, Captain Rose, a combat medic, exposed himself to enemy fire multiple times to reach and treat wounded soldiers, and he was repeatedly wounded himself. And in 1968, Sprayberry, then a first lieutenant in Vietnam, volunteered to lead a patrol into a heavily defended enemy area to rescue a large number of soldiers surrounded by the enemy. First lieutenant was able to get to the men, move them to protective cover, and after a 7.5-hour fight, eventually killed 12 of the enemy. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Set to Chatham and check in live with News 5's Katarina Lukatic, who is there awaiting a bond hearing this morning. Hey, Katarina.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So back us up to last week. We started getting information from Washington County Sheriff Stringer about this, I think it's fair to say, bizarre murder case.
Yeah, and so it's a little convoluted, but Terry Sullivan, if you remember, she was the nurse from Spring Hill Medical Center that went missing back in January. She was supposed to show up for work, never did. That kind of sparked a search for her, and she was staying up in Washington County with her mom, and investigators there found her cell phone in a wooded area along with signs of a struggle, so that's what started this investigation, but then the case really went cold up until last month when they found human remains in her burned rental car in the woods in Grand Bay. And so then it kind of waited for investigators to gather the evidence, what they needed to do. And last week we found out that Sullivan's husband and his ex-wife, Jenny, have been charged with capital murder and kidnapping in the case.
That was one of the things that left me scratching my head last week. It's the former wife that they're saying, that law enforcement is saying, worked with the husband to kill the current wife.
Right, that's what they're saying.
And this is specifically this case. The reason you're in Chatham this morning and this bond hearing and all this is going on in Washington County is because the actual murder, they say, took place in Washington County.
So that was what we were waiting to see, is because it was going to be a toss-up on whether this case was going to be tried in Mobile County, where the car and the remains were found, or Washington County, where she went missing. But investigators here have reason to believe that the actual murder happened in Washington County, and so that's why the case will be tried here.
There are so many details here. I want people to read the story over at WKRG.com. But one of them that stood out, and y'all were talking about this morning, those prepaid cell phones activated on the morning of the murder. How did that tie in?
Yeah, so there were court documents, and that's why our investigators kind of marked down their evidence, and they say that Jenny and Samuel Sullivan bought these prepaid cell phones. They activated them on the day of the murder, and that investigators were able to trace those cell phones pinging to both the spot where the abduction took place and the spot where the burned car was found. So that's how they were able to link Jenny and Samuel Sullivan to Terry's abduction and murder.
What time is this hearing this morning?
It should be about 9 o'clock, so we're waiting for Samuel Sullivan. He's actually being held in Clark County right now. We're waiting for him to be brought over here. But that bond hearing should happen about 9 o'clock, so we should have an update later in the morning.
All right. We'll be watching you online and on TV for more on that. Katarina, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Katarina Lukatich checking in from Chatham. This story, I mean, remember last week when the information started coming out on this? They said they had broken something in Washington County, and Sheriff Stringer gave that presser, and just really, really strange details here. So they're saying the ex-wife worked with Samuel Sullivan to kill Terry Sullivan, the current wife.
Wow.
727 FM Talk 106.5. Also, one of the big stories going on right now in Montgomery as they will reconvene tomorrow for session. Governor Kay Ivey remaining neutral in this lottery debate is one of our three big things, top stories of the day over at FMTalk1065.com. Story from WKRG says Alabama Governor Kay Ivey wants voters to get the final say on a possible lottery for Alabama. Last week, the state Senate passed a bill to create the paper lottery legislation, which is the All Britain bill. Legislation still needs to pass lower chamber in order to be put on the ballot for voters. Speaking of Bala Battery last week, the governor said she's not going to weigh in on the plan. Quote here, "Well, I certainly support the people's right to vote on the issue, and I appreciate the legislature making that option available for our people. It's passed the Senate, now it goes to the House." And so, in other words, she's staying out of it.
It's kind of refreshing for once to have a politician not give their side. Maybe, I mean, I know this is also political.
It's also very smart.
Politically smart because she knows it's going to pass, more than likely. She knows that Alabamians probably want the lottery, but a lot of her base probably doesn't want the lottery. So to stay in the middle,
have your cake and eat it too,
is smart. But when it comes down to just letting the people vote, I wish that more politicians would just, you know, stay out of it sometimes.
Well,
I like
So here's what happens too. This is a dual part, and I keep going back to this. Remember, the first part of the first bill will be for a CA, a constitutional amendment. So if this would pass, right, if this would pass the House and go and get the signature from the governor, we'd see on the ballot in 2020 it'll be an amendment to change the Constitution of Alabama, but you've seen them before. Mm-hmm. And it would then make it legal to run the lottery. The second bill attached to it would say how that lottery would work. So you've got, first of all, to change the Constitution of Alabama to make it legal, because I think we're one of just five states that don't have a lottery, that would make it legal. And then the next bill would say, okay, if we're going to have a lottery, it's going to look like this, it's going to be called this, we're going to have a lottery commission, it's going to be down the list. And that's the details, right? And you know who lives there. 728, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Samuel and Jennifer Sullivan are set to make their first court appearance in Washington County. The two are charged with capital murder and kidnapping. The charges stem from the disappearance and death of Terry Sullivan. Sullivan, who was a nurse at Spring Hill Medical Center, disappeared January 20th. Her burned rental car, along with remains believed to be hers, were discovered in Grand Bay last month. The Florida Highway Patrol says a 12-year-old died after he was hit by a car Sunday afternoon. Officers say a 92-year-old man was exiting a roundabout on Blue Water Boulevard, the intersection of Southwind Drive. The child, 12-year-old Abram Sichter, was riding a bike at the time and became trapped underneath the vehicle and then dragged for several feet. Sichter was rushed to Twin Cities Hospital in Niceville, but died from his injuries. Good news for boaters in Baldwin County. Boggy Point reopens today. In March, it was temporarily closed for renovation. Several improvements have been made at the boat ramp. One thing you'll notice is that all the piers have new pilings. Boggy Point is one of only two public boat launches in all of Orange Beach. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24, 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $749. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
A 19-year-old man is in custody after the shooting at a Southern California synagogue Saturday.
It's not clear if the suspect had any formal weapons training. We also don't know how he obtained the gun, but what we do know is that at some point during the shooting, the gun apparently jammed, and that obviously prevented a lot more people from dying.
Correspondent Dan Simon, one woman was killed and three people were injured in the service that congregants were attending on the last day of Passover. A disagreement over the questioning process has led Attorney General Barr to reconsider testifying this week before a House committee.
Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
After the members finish questioning for 5 minutes, the Democratic counsel will have half an hour to question, and the Republican counsel have half an hour to question.
A Department of Justice spokesperson released a statement that reads, members of Congress should be the ones doing the questioning. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
I'm John Trout.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Boeing's shareholder meeting today in Chicago could be a testier affair than usual. CEO Dennis Muilenburg is likely to be grilled by investors and reporters over the 737 MAX reboot while protesters draw attention to its best-selling jet's possible safety issues. It was reported over the weekend that Boeing didn't tell Southwest Airlines and other carriers when they began flying the 737 MAX jets that a safety feature on earlier models that warns pilots about malfunctioning sensors had been deactivated. Japan's markets are closed for the Golden Week, a series of four national holidays that take place within 1 week at the end of April to the beginning of May each year. It's a major vacation and travel period there, but missing six trading sessions has Asian market watchers bracing for volatility. The blue chips gained 81 points and the S&P closed 14 points higher, while the Nasdaq finished Friday 28 points ahead. Futures are lower this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I'll take another one of those weekends, please. That was great.
Yeah, beautiful weather and just a few clouds around early on Sunday, but otherwise we have blue skies, low humidity, and a light wind worked out nicely. Temperatures up to 79 on Saturday and then 82 yesterday. Now, the normal high right now this time of the year is, it looks like it's 80 degrees is the normal high, and the normal low is 59, so we're pretty close. Today, look for about 80 to 81 degrees this afternoon. We should have plenty of sunshine. The wind out of the southeast, and so there's going to be a gradual increase in moisture, and that's going to show up tonight with some patchy fog after midnight. Low tonight will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, and we're going to continue a warm-up up to about 84 or possibly 85 degrees tomorrow afternoon. After that, we've got a little bit of rain in the forecast. Not much. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of an afternoon shower, and the high about 82 degrees. Thursday, again, a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high about 85. And then looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, not too bad. Mostly sunny Friday, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, again about 85 degrees. And the weekend, slight chance of afternoon thunderstorm for both days, and highs in the low to mid 80s.
That sounds pretty fantastic here as we get into the beginning of May and just a month out from hurricane season 2019. What's the forecast for the year?
Yeah, right now it looks like a slightly above normal season. Now, a normal season is around 11 named storms, and the projection now is around 13 named storms. And it's slightly above normal in the way of activity. Of course, we don't know exactly where they will end up, whether it'll be the Atlantic, the Gulf, or the Caribbean. That remains to be seen. But the hurricane season officially begins June 1st, ends November 30th. Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate. It's possible that we could see a storm earlier than June 1st.
Yeah, that has happened here within the last, 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah, and there's been one at least in April. But generally, you have to the peak of the season is in August, September, and early part of October.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Had your update yet? The hurricanes don't look at the same calendars we do. I think we're running a public service announcement here, which I'm happy we're doing it. It's about the projects being done to help sea turtle nesting on the beaches and turning down the lights and some of the things that are being done. You know, turning off condo lights and all that to help the sea turtles. It says, but in the PSA it says sea turtle nesting season starts May 1st. That might be a good benchmark for human beings, but I don't think mama sea turtles are swimming around out there going, it's April 29th. I want to go to the beach, but it's April 29th. I got to wait a couple days.
What day is it? Am I allowed to?
No, I don't think so. No? It's not May 1st.
Okay,
so
I'll wait.
We'll go when they're ready. All right, 738. Let's check traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, New Axton, Mobile Police Department there at Old Pass, Cagoula Road at Tillman's Corner Parkway. That's going to be with injuries. Wreckers are on the scene. Another one at Snow Road. Just south of Wolf Road, two cars involved, no injuries. As traffic's starting to build westbound lanes along I-10 across the Bayway, heading downtown into the George Wallace Tunnel. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings, model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Keith Glass, who owns one of the nation's top record stores. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Keith Glass knows the vinyl record business, but more importantly, the vinyl record business knows him. And collectors travel from abroad to shop in his store on Sage Avenue. Finding, buying, and selling rare and collectible records has given him fame and a reputation almost equivalent to his days in a band in Australia where he had some hits. Recently, he told me, he sold two of the rarest and most collectible albums ever, the famed Beatles Butcher cover. He's a celebrity in our midst, quietly plugging along on Sage Avenue. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Monday style. Remember, text line is open for you, 343-0106. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about the end of April and some records, Larry.
Absolutely. We're going for a record April, and we got 2 days left to do it. We got a great inventory. We can do it. We got the financing to do it, so we just need some help from our customers.
You talk about that a bunch when we talk about the financing at LCM. Explain that. Why is it so great? Why do y'all have so many? How do you do this?
We just have so many different options. You know, we've been in business, like I said, we're starting our 18th year in business starting Wednesday, so we've been here a long time, so we've got a lot of, you know, established lenders that go know our inventory, know what all about us, so we're able to get stuff done that they can't get done.
Yeah, you've told me in the past, to see if I have this right, that you match lenders with customers for particular reasons.
Absolutely. You know, we look at everybody's own particular situation, and then we know which lender will do what. We have, you know, of course, we got books showing what the rate will be, what the months will be, so that's the way we go.
All right, give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 741. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The man accused of violently injuring another man turned himself in Friday morning. 37-year-old Justin Wesley Leverett is the man who Mobile police say punched a person so hard in the eye that victim suffered serious injuries to his eye. Now, multiple news agencies are reporting that the eye actually burst out of its eye socket. That assault happened on April 20th in Mobile near Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Live Oak Street. The victim told Mobile police he was in that area when he was flagged down and was asked to exit his vehicle, and that's when he was hit in the face. According to Mobile County jail records, Leverett was taken to jail on Friday on a charge of first-degree assault and three traffic-related offenses. This morning, we now know the identity of the person killed in a two-vehicle accident in Sims. Alabama State Troopers confirmed the accident on House Ferry near Fire Tower Road happened Sunday close to 4 p.m. According to investigators, 25-year-old Andre Lucas Hubert Gomez of Wilmer was traveling east when his sedan crashed head-on with a pickup truck driving west. Gomez was not wearing his seatbelt and died at the scene. The three people in the other vehicle were also injured. The road was closed for traffic for several hours as crews worked to clean up. The investigation continues at this hour as to what led to that head-on collision. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police have not yet released the names of three people killed when a train crashed into a Jeep Wrangler they were in early Sunday morning. Police say the Jeep veered off the interstate at the DIP exit and onto the train tracks. The train couldn't stop in time. The driver was thrown from the Jeep and died. Two men in the back seat were found dead after the train collision. Mobile police say a woman in the front seat made it out before the train hit the vehicle. This week, Eglin Air Force Base will break ground on a new medical facility to help active duty military members. A nonprofit will help build the $11 million Intrepid Spirit Center. It will treat traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress for military members. The project is being privately funded by the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. A man accused of leading police on a chase in Mobile and then shooting at them will be back in court today. Tommy Goldman faces charges of attempted murder, attempting to elude, reckless endangerment, and theft of property. Last week, after being denied bond, Goldman winked and blew a kiss at the prosecutor. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The NFL draft wrapped over the weekend, so as usual, lots of players from Alabama will soon begin their professional careers. Chase Elliott wins at Talladega, and the second round of the NBA and NHL playoffs have begun. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NFL draft wrapped on Saturday in Nashville, Tennessee. For the 13th year in a row, the SEC led all conferences in the number of players drafted. This year, 64 players from the Southeastern Conference were selected. That's 24 more than second place Big Ten. And for the second year in a row, the University of Alabama led all colleges in the number of draft picks. Last year, there were 12 tied players selected, and this year, there were 10. Three Alabama players went in the first round on Thursday. At number 3 overall, defensive tackle Quinnen Williams went to the New York Jets, and pretty impressive. I saw a video of Quinnen the other day interviewing before the draft. He sneezed, then he said, bless you, and then he said, thank you. Covered all three all by himself. At number 11 overall, Jonah Williams went to the Cincinnati Bengals. At 24, running back Josh Jacobs went to the Oakland Raiders. Then on Friday, two players were selected in the second and third rounds. Tight end Irv Smith Jr. went in the second round to the Minnesota Vikings, and running back Damian Harris went to the defending champion New England Patriots in the third round. Five players went in the final four rounds on Saturday. In the fourth round, linebacker Christian Miller went to the Carolina Panthers. In the fifth round, safety Deontay Thompson went to the Arizona Cardinals. Also in the fifth round, center Ross Piersbaker went to the Washington Redskins, and linebacker Mack Wilson went to the Cleveland Browns. Then in the sixth round, the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted defensive tackle Isaiah Buggs. There were three Alabama players that went undrafted. Cornerback Savion Smith signed with Jacksonville. Linebacker Jamie Mosley will join his older brother C.J. Mosley with the New York Jets. Offensive lineman Lester Cotton signed with the Oakland Raiders. And tight end Hale Hinches signed with Indianapolis. The Auburn Tigers had six players drafted over the weekend. Cornerback Jamel Dean was the first Tiger selected. He went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the third round with the 94th overall pick. Quarterback Jarrett Stidham went in the fourth round to the New England Patriots. Wide receiver Darius Slayton was selected by the New York Giants in the fifth round. Locomobilian and Auburn linebacker Deshaun Davis was picked by the Cincinnati Bengals in the sixth round. Fullback Chandler Cox went to Miami in the sixth round. And defensive tackle Dontavius Russell was picked by Jacksonville also in the sixth round. Three Tigers were signed as undrafted free agents. Wide receiver Ryan Davis will join Jarrett Stidham in New England. Linebacker Darrell Williams has been signed by New Orleans, and defensive tackle Andrew Williams was signed by Jacksonville. And here closer to home, two South Alabama players were signed as undrafted free agents. Wide receiver Jamarius Way will try out for the Green Bay Packers, and linebacker Bull Barge was signed by Minnesota. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won the Geico 500 at Talladega yesterday. It was Elliott's fourth career win, but his first at Talladega. He led 44 of the 188 laps and crossed the finish line first after a huge wreck on the final lap. Elliott was followed by Alex Bowman in second, Ryan Preece in third, Joey Logano fourth, and Daniel Hemric fifth. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, Boston got a blowout win over Milwaukee 112-90 to take a 1-0 lead in their second round series, and Golden State beat Houston 104-100 to take a 1-0 lead in their series. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina beat the New York Islanders 2-1 to take a 2-0 series lead, and Colorado beat San Jose 4-3 to tie their second round series at one game apiece. 51 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still there at Old Pass Cougula Road at Tillman's Corner Parkway. That's an accident with injuries, and they've got wreckers called out to Snow Road just south of Wolf Road. Two cars involved. No injuries involved in that wreck. Steady ride. The school zones have been busy again. Back it down to 20 miles an hour. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from Stone Arms, Inc. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
So it'll be draft
and Dega.
And Dega.
Draft and Dega, which there's drafting in Dega, actually.
That's true. See, I like how you put those things together. Sports night tonight at 7, and I'm really disappointed with Alabama. How many?
Only 10 players
this
year.
Yeah.
Still led all colleges, but down from the 12 that were drafted last year.
Guess rebuilding year on drafting.
But Quinnen Williams made it worth it.
I know that makes the missus quite happy. She's, like I said, she's pretty sure that she wants to adopt him as her son. So.
I think so.
7:54, time to check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments for a bus full of Murphy High School students last Friday night, returning from a trip to Tuscaloosa after an SUV hits their bus. Great news is all the students and adults on board are fine, just a bit shaken up. According to the Mobile County Public School System, 27 sophomores and 8 chaperones were at the University of Alabama as part of the Murphy University Center. The students were there to tour the campus and get their University of Alabama ID cards as part of the program, which enables them to take college classes at Murphy and earn up to 30 hours of college credit. Now, once they were headed home, that SUV hit the bus near Greensboro. School system says that no one was injured. Students did make it back safely on Friday night. If you're looking for a job, dust off that resume and head to the Grand Hotel and Spa. The hotel resort is ready to hire more than 60 seasonal jobs. The job fair is tomorrow. We're talking about poolside servers, fine dining cooks, to experienced bartenders, and more. The job fair is April the 30th from 2 to 5 p.m. Located at 17855 Scenic Highway 98. You're encouraged to bring your resume and, of course, to apply online prior to arriving. Here's some of the perks that are included in a job: health, dental, vision, and life insurance, competitive wages, paid holidays, paid vacation, sick leave, and 401k, travel discounts worldwide with Marriott, and golf discounts as well. That online application, go ahead and fill that out at PCHResortsCareers.com. PCHResortsCareers.com and select Point Clear as your location. You need to be at least 16 years of age and older for some jobs, 21 years of age and older for others. Call 251-990-6378 if you have questions. 251-990-6378. Best of luck to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Kelly, 757 FM Talk 106.5. Well, one of the top stories up on our three big things on the website, Governor Ivey kind of having her cake and eating it too here on the lottery issue, which is what she said when she was running for office. I believe the people should be able to vote. I don't have an opinion I'm going to push one way or another on the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, it's a good thing. Oh, by the way, too, it came. Your what you said did come true.
Kenny. He played it for Mullet Toss
over the weekend, and we were talking about Kenny Chesney, and he was booked at the amphitheater at the Wharf.
Right.
But you said, but he'll probably end up over at Floribama.
You knew he had to. I mean, he has a song called Floribama,
right,
where the video is him at the Floribama. So,
right.
so why would he come to the Gulf and not go to the Floribama?
Yeah, so I mean, that was probably an easy call, but it's confirmed, Kenny Chesney.
I bet that was an awesome show.
And probably a good time to be hanging out there just saying, was he going to come in? Hey, look, it's him.
Yeah.
Coming up next hour, we'll talk some lotto with you. Because when I said the devil was in the details earlier, remember there's two parts to this. There is, first of all, a constitutional amendment that would green light a lotto in the state.
Okay.
That the state legally could have a lottery. Second part of this is what that lottery looks like, where the money goes. But what hadn't really been talked about in depth is how big of a lottery commission, how many new employees, how are they going to run the whole thing. I'll get into some of those details with you. Plus, the hands-free law for Alabama has a lot of people talking about, what does it mean to be hands-free, not distracted driving? And what if you want to eat your hash browns? We'll talk about that coming up.